WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. This is a WATB disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of We Are the Bride Ministries, We Are the Bride Radio, or We Are the Bride Television. Thank you. Hello, Bride. Are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. Hey, Bride. Good afternoon. This is June. Listen, today we're in Deuteronomy chapter 17 through 21. And listen, I'm going to try something unique with this. I'm going to see if I can do this. Remember, I used the King James Version. Let's see here. Hey, Kim, how you doing, sister? I was trying to see. Hey, Miss Benji. All right, I was trying to see if I could open up my other screen on this, but I can't. Okay. Well, today we're going to do the Bible study in Deuteronomy, and I'll just do it with my Bible, my old-fashioned way. All right, Brad, so get your Bible. You know, I like the King James, and I use the Thompson Chain Reference Bible. Let me get my Bible here. Don't y'all love the Word of God? It is so amazing. All right, here we go. Turn to Deuteronomy 17. Deuteronomy 17. Let me set the stage a little bit here, Bride. The children of Israel are getting ready to cross over into the Promised Land, and Moses is like Grandpa. And Moses is sitting down telling them what is required by God for them to please God once they get into the Promised Land. It's really been very interesting, Bride, to see what Moses would say to them. And it's basically very simple. And it's basically the same concept we can go by to walk in our Promised Land. And he said, Moses says, don't go after other idols. Follow the commandments. Don't partner and mix with other religions. Don't partner with other tribes. You know, don't marry other tribes. Stick with your peoples. Don't follow after other idols. And I mean, basically, it's about it. And then when he talked to him about the dietary laws, you know, he told him it's still the same dietary laws. He told him, he said, but the difference is you can basically eat these certain things and eat whatever your soul lusteth after, which was a shock, you know, compared to eating just manna and water out in the wilderness. So basically, God is taking them into the land of milk and honey, and the children of Israel, they have waited. I mean, can you imagine, Brian, waiting all these years to get to the promised land? And now they're at the promised land, and Moses is preparing them to step over. How many of you today are ready to step over into your promised land? I know I am. I am ready to step over. So let's see what we can learn today. If you would turn your Bibles to Deuteronomy 17. Now, as you notice, I don't have my other setup. I'm having to do this the old-fashioned way because the other software wouldn't work. So that's fine with me. All right, let's go to Deuteronomy. Here we go. Thou shalt not, this is Moses still laying the law down to him. He said, thou shalt not sacrifice unto the Lord thy God any bullock or sheep wherein is blemish or any evil favoredness. I'm like, what is evil favoredness? For that is an abomination unto the Lord thy God. If there be found among you within any of thy gates, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, man or woman, that hath wrought wickedness in the sight of the Lord thy God in transgressing his covenant, and hath gone and served other gods and worshipped them, either the sun or moon or any of the host of heaven, which I have not commanded, and it be told thee, O Lord. Y'all remember what God said yesterday? I'm like, wow. God told them yesterday, Bride, he said, if anybody tries to talk you out of the Lord, you are to kill him. You are to utterly destroy him and stone him. Yes, God put his foot down yesterday. So now he's telling them again. He said, but if it be told thee, this is verse 4, and thou hast heard of it and inquired diligently, and behold, it be true and the thing certain, that such abomination is wrought in Israel, then shalt thou bring forth that man or that woman which has committed that wicked thing unto your gates, even that man or that woman, and shall stone them with stones till they die. You know, have you wondered, Bride, why does God have them stoned? Isn't that, I mean, it just seems weird, you know, instead of just stabbing them. You know what I'm saying? Like, why the stones? But God knows what he's doing. All right, let's go to verse 6. At the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses shall he that is worthy of death be put to death. But at the mouth of one witness he shall not be put to death. Now, I read, Bride, that the two witnesses that are coming in the end, in tribulation, that is a two witness against the earth. It's a two witnesses against us, you know, against sin, basically. All right, so let's keep going here. The hands of the witnesses shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterward the hands of all the people. So thou shalt put the evil away from among you. If there arise a matter too hard for thee in judgment between blood and blood, which means family members, between plea and plea, and between stroke and stroke, between matters of controversy within thy gates, then shalt thou arise and get thee up into the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. You know, Bride, I still think that is the tabernacle. When God says that, I believe. Now, if you think about it, Bride, it's hard to draw on here, but like, say, if you have a little circle here, this is the tabernacle that God had in the wilderness, and all around it was the 11 tribes of Israel, and Levi was the 12th tribe, which took care of the tabernacle. So I think when Moses is describing this, I think he's saying the tabernacle is, you know, like a certain location. They're all going to meet. They're all going to give their offerings. They're going to give their sacrifices and all that stuff. I believe it's to the temple. Okay. Let's see here. The hands of the witnesses shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterward the hands of all the people. So thou shalt put the evil away from among you. If there arise a matter too hard for thee in judgment, I'm sorry, it's what I just read. Okay, let's go to verse 9. And thou shalt come unto the priests, the Levites, remember the tabernacle, and unto the judge that shall be in those days, and inquire, and they shall show thee the sentence of judgment. And thou shalt do according to that sentence, which they of that place which the Lord shall show you. See, that's what it is then. Okay, thank you, Lord, for answering that. And thou shalt observe to do according to all that they inform thee, according to the sentence of the law which they shall teach thee, and according to the judgment which they shall tell thee. Thou shalt not decline from the sentence which they shall show thee, to the right hand nor to the left. Now, Bride, how many times have we heard that? Where God tells them, do not turn to the right or the left, go straight and just do it. And the man that will do presumptuously and will not hearken unto the priest that standeth to minister there before the Lord thy God, or unto the judge, even that man shall die, and thou shalt put away the evil from Israel. You know, it's in my spirit, Bride. Do you remember Aaron when he had his two sons and they were evil and God killed them? And do you know Aaron had to be quiet? And that is what they're saying right here. If there's a judgment come down from the Levites, you have to honor it. You cannot argue about it. You cannot be mad about it. You cannot even think about it. I mean, basically, that's what he's saying here. Okay. All right, here we go. We're in verse 14. When thou art come. Now, Bride, let me know if you can hear me good, okay? When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shall possess it, and shall dwell in, and shall say, I will set a king over me. Oh, here we go, Bride. Here we go. I've been waiting for this. I will set a king over me like as all the nations that are about me. Thou shalt in any wise set him king over thee, whom the Lord thy God shall choose. One from among thy brethren shalt thou set a king over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother. Oh, so God was okay with them getting a king. See, I remember before, one of them mentioned wanting a king, and God got really mad. So let's see what happens here. Okay, not thy brother. But in other words, they got to stay within the children of Israel. But he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to the end that he should multiply horses. Forasmuch as the Lord has said unto you, you shall henceforth return no more that way. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself. Really? It's funny. That his heart turn not away. Neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. Wow, so God is sitting there telling them not to commit polygamy. And then we know about Solomon with 1,000 wives and David. This is all before that. Isn't this something? So let's see what happens over time. All right. And it shall be when he sitteth on the throne. Okay, never mind. Back up. Verse 17. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away. Neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. And it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priest and the Levites, the priests, the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life. Wow. That he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, to do them. That his heart be not lifted up above his brethren. Oh, come on, that will preach. That will preach. Wow. Wow, that could really preach to some preachers, let me tell you. Because he's saying when they become king, they got to know they're not any better than anybody else. Let's read it again. And let's see what God said about the kings. It shall be when he sits on the throne of his kingdom that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, to do them. That his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. Wow. Hey, y'all, let me know if you can hear me good. Let me type this in here. All right. Can you hear me? Let me know, Brad. Okay, now we are on to chapter. Okay, here we go. We are turning it over to chapter 18. All right, Brad, turn your Bible to chapter 18, Deuteronomy 18. Today we're on 17 to 21. Okay. The priests, the Levites, and all the tribe of Levi shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of the Lord made by fire and his inheritance. Therefore shall they have no inheritance among their brethren. The Lord is their inheritance, as he has said unto them. And this shall be the priest's due from the people, from them that offer a sacrifice, whether it be ox or sheep, and they shall give unto the priest the shoulder and the two cheeks and the maw. The first fruit also of the corn, of the wine, and of the oil, and of the first of the fleece of thy sheep shall thou give him. For the Lord thy God has chosen him out of all your tribes to stand to minister in the name of the Lord, him and his sons forever. And if a Levite come from any of thy gates out of all Israel where he sojourned, and come with all the desire of his mind into the place which the Lord shall choose, then he shall minister in the name of the Lord his God, as all his brethren the Levites do, which stand there before the Lord. What an honor that would be, wouldn't it, Brian? They shall have like portions to eat, besides that which cometh of the sale of his patrimony. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. Oh, can we say it again? Thou shalt not do after the abominations of those nations. God hates mixing. How many times, Bride, over and over again does God constantly remind us that he hates mixing? He does. And he's told them, I do not want you mixing with other religions. I don't want you marrying other religions. I don't want you partnering with other religions. whatnot. All right, since nobody's answering me, I'm gonna have to check this myself. It's recording here. All right, testing. Hey, all right. It sounds good. Okay, so let's continue here. Now, remember, this is Deuteronomy 18, verse 9. So let's repeat that again. Now, remember, this is Moses talking to the children of Israel before they go into their promised land. So Moses says, "When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one with his son or daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God does drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. For these nations which thou shalt possess hearkened unto observers of times and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God has not suffered thee to do so. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of the land, like unto me, unto him you shall hearken. According to all that thou desirest of the Lord thy God in the day of the assembly, saying, Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. And the Lord said unto me, They have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise up a prophet from among their brethren like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, when he shall speak in my name, I will require of him. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that he shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. And if thou shalt say in thy heart, I know the word which the Lord has not spoken." That's why you can see it on the screen. Okay, let's start from Deuteronomy 19. I don't know why it quit on me last time, Brad, but it's okay. This time I'm going to have the words up there for you to see. Okay, when the Lord thy God has cut off the nations, whose land the Lord thy God giveth thee, and thou succeedest them, and dwell in their cities and in their houses, thou shalt separate three cities for thee in the midst of thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess. Let me make this a little bit bigger here. Hey, how's that, Brad? What's up, Lefty? How you doing? Okay, thou shalt separate three cities for thee in the midst of thy land. Remember, these are the cities of refuge, which the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it. Thou shalt prepare thee a way, and divide the coast of the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee to inherit, into three parts, that every slayer may flee thither. And this is the case of the slayer which shall flee thither, that he may live. Whoso killeth his neighbor ignorantly, whom he has not in times past. We're on verse 5. As when a man goeth into the wood with his neighbor to hew wood, and his hand fetches the stroke with the axe to cut down the tree, and the head slippeth from the helve and lighteth upon his neighbor, that he should die, he shall flee into one of the cities and live. Brad, is this not funny? I mean, how God just gives these little examples, like, how does he come up with these scenarios? You know, but he is. He's lining it out. Okay, we're on verse 6. Lest the avenger of the blood pursue the slayer while his heart is hot and overtake him, because the way is long, and slay him, whereas he was not worthy of death, inasmuch as he hated him not in time past. In other words, it wasn't premeditated. Wherefore I command thee, saying, thou shalt separate three cities for thee. And if the Lord thy God enlarge thy coast, as he has sworn unto thy fathers, and give thee all the land which he promised to give unto your fathers, if you shall keep all these commandments to do them, which I command thee this day, to love the Lord thy God, and to walk ever in his ways, then thou shalt add three cities more for thee beside these three. Remember, there's six. The innocent blood, that innocent blood be not shed in thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, and so blood be upon thee. Wow. But if any man hates his neighbor and lies in wait for him, this is premeditated, and rise up against him and smite him mortally that he die and fleeth into one of these cities, then the elders of his city shall send and fetch him thence and deliver him under the hand of the avenger of blood that he die. Thine eye shall not pity him, but thou shalt put away the guilt of innocent blood from Israel, that it may go well with thee. In other words, are y'all catching on to God's heart about sin, Bride? He does not want people pitying sin. Basically, is that not what you're hearing? I mean, we're already four books into the beginning of the books, in the beginning of the Bible. And God, you can see he detests sin. He hates it. He does not want us partnering with sin. He does not want us mixing with sin. And he does not want us having sympathy for people that go off and do this. And then he's having to bring a judgment and we're feeling sorry for them. And I'm going to tell you, for myself, my personal self, I have done that. And even like Moses, I feel sorry for Moses. Moses sinned against the Lord. God put his judgment down. Now he's not able to go into the promised land, and I'm ready to bawl over it. You know, because I just feel so bad after he's done all he's done for Israel. But God is saying, don't pity it. Sin is sin, and it's the consequence thereof. Okay, so let's see here. Then the elders of his city shall send and fetch him thence and deliver him into the hand of the avenger of blood that he may die. Thy eye shall not pity him. Okay, let's go to the next one, verse 14. Thou shalt not remove thy neighbor's landmark, which they of old time have set in your inheritance, which thou shalt inherit in the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it. One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity or for any sin, in any sin that he sinneth, at the mouth of two witnesses, or at the mouth of three witnesses shall the matter be established. If a false witness rise up against any man to testify against him that which is wrong, then both the men between whom the controversy is, shall stand before the Lord. Oh, I would not want to be them men, would you, Bride? Oh, no. They have to stand before the Lord, before the priest and the judges, which shall be in those days. So there will be no lying. Wow. And the judges shall make diligent inquisition, and behold, if the witness be a false witness and has testified falsely against his brother, then shall you do unto him as he thought to have done unto his brother. So shall thou put the evil away from among you. Wow, so God is telling us time and time again, if you get rid of this evil, I will not judge you. And then we think about Haman. Remember Haman with what's her name in the Bible? I know y'all are probably saying her. I can't think right now. But anyways, Haman went before the king and was blaming somebody. And it ended up being Haman, the one that got the punishment he was wanting to dish out. All right, so verse 20. And those which remain shall hear and fear, and shall henceforth commit no... Esther, that's her name, Esther the queen. Commit no more any such evil among you, and thine eye shall not pity, but life shall go for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, and foot for foot. Now, we have heard that for many years, especially as older ones. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. All right, now we're on Deuteronomy 20. Wow, we're already almost done. Can you believe it was fast today? When thou goest out to battle against thine enemies and seize horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them. Come on now. Yes, Lord. For the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Don't y'all love it when God talks like that? It's like, And it shall be, when you are come nigh unto the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak unto the people, and shall say unto them, Hear, O Israel, you approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint. Fear not, and do not tremble. Neither be ye afraid because of them, for the Lord your God is he that goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. And the officers shall speak unto the people, saying, What man is there that has built a new house and has not dedicated it? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man dedicate it. And what man is he that plants a vineyard and has not eaten of it? Let him also go and return into his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man eat of it. And what man is there that has betrothed a wife and has not taken her? Let him go and return into his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man take her. And the officers shall speak further unto the people, and they shall say, What man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return into his house, lest his brethren's heart faint as well as his heart. And it shall be, when the officers have made an end of speaking unto the people, that they shall make captains of the armies to lead the people. When thou comest nigh unto a city to fight against it, then proclaim peace unto it. And it shall be, if it make thee answer of peace, and open unto thee, then it shall be that all the people that is found therein shall be tributaries unto thee, and they shall serve you. And if it will make no peace with thee, but will make war against thee, then thou shalt besiege it. Isn't that funny, Bride, how there's judgments to these cities? In other words, if the city does not receive you, wipe the dust off your feet and destroy them. But if they're nice to you, then they'll get all these blessings, basically is what it's saying. And when the Lord thy God has delivered it into your hands, thou shalt smite every male thereof with the edge of the sword. But the women and the little ones and the cattle and all that is in the city, even all the spoil thereof, shalt thou take unto yourself, and thou shalt eat the spoil of thine enemies, which the Lord thy God has given thee. Thus shalt thou do unto all the cities which are far off from thee, which are not of the cities of these nations, but of the cities of these people, which the Lord thy God does give thee for an inheritance, thou shalt save alive that nothing that breatheth. Wow. But thou shalt utterly destroy them, namely the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, as the Lord thy God has commanded thee. Remember, Bride, we learned a very shocking fact about these cities. Remember, a lot of them are full of giants. And that was shocking, wasn't it? That they teach you not to do after all their abominations, which they have done unto their gods, so should you sin against the Lord your God. This is why we should not mix, and especially marry. We have to marry people within our own faith, our own destiny, our own calling. When thou shalt besiege a city a long time, and making war against it to take it, Thou shalt not destroy the trees thereof by forcing an axe against them all, for thou mayest eat of them, and thou shalt not cut them down. For the tree of the field is man's life, to employ them in the siege. Only the trees which thou knowest, that they be not trees for meat, thou shalt destroy and cut them down. And thou shalt build bulwarks against the city that maketh war with thee until it be subdued. Wow, isn't that funny how he protected the trees? All right, let's go to chapter 21. This is our last chapter. No, it's already over with. If one be found.